Stephen, you're a student and you've come to Leith's Cookery School to do some more learning, not biology at university, but learning to do cookies and candied fruits and meringues today. Have you enjoyed the course?
Yeah, it's been really interesting to learn, and it's not something that I would normally make myself at home, so it's good to sort of learn how to do that and get a variety of sort of things.
And did you put yourself on this course, or did somebody volunteer you for it?
No, my aunt got it for me as a gift last Christmas, but I finally managed to come along. So I surprised her with all the treats when I go and see her again.
And from today, is there anything you would take away from what you've been doing here? Is it something you've then... I mean, would you do this again at home, for example?
Yeah, definitely. Now that I know what to do and I've gone through it, it's definitely something I'll try out at home, show my friends how to do it. I think it'll be, it's just something I can take home for sure.
Can you see yourself making these for Christmas now?
Maybe if I find the time, maybe there'll be a little bit for my friends and family.
That's cool, thank you. It's been a really good day, hasn't it?
It's been really fantastic, yeah, very interesting.
Thank you. I've just walked over to another table from this cookery course that we've been doing. We're just packing up now. And all around me, there are the most fantastic things. We've got candied pineapples and chocolate and orange cookies. I'm just going to say to this lady next to me, what's been your favourite thing to make? We've made about four or five things today.
The meringues are really good because I've always wanted to learn how to make meringues. I've never done it. And I've always seen my mum do it. And I really enjoyed it. And they look good. And they smell nice.
So they look fantastic. And so some of the things that you've done here today, of all of these, which ones do you think you're going to make again at home?
The meringue, definitely, yeah.
And did you make yours small or large? Or did you...
Crenelle shape, five large-ish crenelles.
So, and you've got some fantastic... God, these cookies look absolutely amazing. Aren't they delicious?
I'm really excited about the cookies. I think those are the ones I'll probably make when I go home. Because it's also personal taste on what your family likes. I think biscuits and the coconut ice will be yum, especially around Christmas time.
That's really good. And will you be making any of these for Christmas presents?
I actually like the biscuits the most and the apricots, because you can, if you dress it up nicely and put a ribbon and make it pretty, it'd be nice to give to someone or like a grandma or something like that.
Brilliant, thank you. I was going to walk over here. It's still a hive of activity in here, as everybody is starting to wrap things in bows and gift ribbons, and there's a lady just wrapping her chocolate marmalade cookies in a beautiful velvet orange ribbon, and you're just tucking up yours to take home here.
I am, yeah.
Are you intending these to be for anybody, or are you going to have them for yourself?
Just for me and my family, although I don't think my husband likes coconuts, so it might have to be me that eats it all, unfortunately. But
it's a tough job, really.
It's a tough job, it is, yeah. No, but all of the, there's so many different things to try, so, you know, so many varied desserts and things, so there's something for everyone.
Has this made you more confident in tackling some sort of gifts for Christmas?
Oh, definitely. Like, I would never have tried the candied apricots before, or the pineapples. So, and I think they're really hard things to try if you're just doing it from a recipe book. And I think they're great ideas for Christmas presents because it's something really different and sounds really hard to do. And it was actually quite easy compared to what I thought it would be. So, yeah, definitely got some ideas.
That's brilliant. Thank you. And I'm just going to walk over to this lady here who's meticulously picking off her candied apricots. Victoria, these look absolutely divine. Have you tasted any yet?
I did sneak a taste of one earlier, yes. And they're lovely. Very sticky, but lovely.
Do you think they look good? I think I'm going to coat mine in chocolate, I think.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah.
And a temper some chocolate. So what have you brought away from today? Has it given you something special, some extra sort of things that for Christmas?
Yeah, I think the butterscotch sauce has been my favourite. I would never have dreamt of making butterscotch sauce before, and it was actually really easy and it tastes absolutely delicious, so I'll definitely do that one at home.
Fantastic. Well, I think everyone's just packing their goodies away here. So, and I'm going to go and catch the teacher and see what she's going to have to say. Not that I haven't been listening all day. Thank you.
That's all right. Thank you.